Today, we raise our Red Solo cup to Mr. Toby Keith, who we lost to stomach cancer earlier this week. An Oklahoman, a music legend, and an all-around nice guy who anyone who ever met him said was friendly, warm, and real, which is a lot for someone as famous as he was. So today, we're going to talk about three major personality traits and two behaviors of Mr. Toby Keith that we can apply to our lives so that we can be better at anything we do and who we are as individuals. So raise those Red Solo cups. We salute you, Mr. Toby Keith. It's Saturday. I'm in the office. You know what that means, the Saturday Morning Hustle Podcast. No hyperbolic hustle culture, just brutally honest, straightforward business advice and motivation every Saturday for entrepreneurs, business owners, or anyone pursuing success. You can't just work 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and hope to become the next big thing. You gotta work smart, work hard, put in extra effort while everyone else is sleeping, playing games, or wasting time. Maximize bonus time to get more work done. This podcast is for anyone willing to come in early, stay late, hustle on the weekend to be truly great. Unfortunately, the world lost a great human being this week in Mr. Toby Keith from Moore, Oklahoma. And yes, as someone I have met many times back when I was in the music industry and now out in the community. But one of the common factors about Mr. Keith himself was, first of all, he wouldn't want you to call him that. He would want you to call him Toby. Second is he really never met a stranger. He was very nice, very open, and very accessible to everyone he ever met, even at the height of his career and his popularity. He was a true individual in all kinds of ways. And today, so we're going to talk about on the podcast, we're going to talk about three personality traits, which we've talked about before, but I want to reinforce these things because they are exemplified by Toby Keith. Authenticity, consistency, and humility, which is something I haven't talked about as much, but I'll explain why those three things are woven throughout the behaviors of Toby Keith. We're also going to talk about two concepts that he applied to his career and to his life that were extremely beneficial and paid off 1,000,000 to 1. And those things were having a simple, singular approach to everything he did, whether it was songwriting, acting, or entrepreneurism, and helping others. His spirit of give back was huge, phenomenal, epic, legendary. We're going to learn some lessons from that today. So we're going to start with the three traits. We're going to come to the two behaviors. There's a lot of things that you've heard me talk about on this podcast, and a lot of these things interlap and are interwoven. But ultimately, if you'll give me the next 10, 15 minutes, I'll explain how all of us can take some of these lessons from Toby Keith and apply it to our lives, even though we're not famous musicians, we're not on his level of success. And I also don't turn this one off if you think I'm not a Toby Keith fan, I'm not a country music fan. These are lessons we all can apply to our lives. From someone who was considered by almost everyone who ever met him as a genuine, nice, caring individual with a massive track record of giving back to the world and helping other people. Things that are known and a lot of things that aren't known because he wanted to keep them private and on the down low. So, number one, we lost Toby Keith earlier this week to stomach cancer. So, screw cancer, right? Let me get past that first of all. And I think everyone in the world has been affected in some way, themselves, family members, friends, etc., by cancer. So hopefully someday we figure out how to defeat cancer. But let's talk about how Toby Keith lived his life. It's super important. Again, he was authentic, consistent, and humble. I'll start with the last one, humble. You probably don't think of someone who is famous, a country music star, an actor, someone who hangs out with famous people, and who's someone who made millions of dollars as humble. But again, anyone who ever met was around Toby Keith, any of the stories that you're hearing on social media from people who are recounting encounters or relationships with him over this past week will tell you that he was very humble. He did not take himself too seriously when he was off work and out in the community and doing things. And some of the examples of this, some of the proof of that, is the fact that if you ever saw him at a baseball game or a football game or a basketball game or just out in the community somewhere or stepping up on the stage at a local bar, he did that often. Small venues, not great arenas, but anywhere that he got an opportunity to play some music. And I know a lot of musicians who played with him one time or over long periods of time. He was always kind of an aw shucks, humble, I'm not that big of a deal kind of guy. He would rather stay in the shadows. He would rather not be noticed. He also, if you've seen him out a lot, he wears ball caps a lot. He wears all kinds of things, but not a cowboy hat. He's not someone who, he was a big guy too, right? He's big and tall, so he was easy to spot. But much easier to spot if you're wearing a cowboy hat. Even in Oklahoma, wearing a cowboy hat will get you noticed depending on where you go. And then if you look like a famous country musician wearing a cowboy hat, people are going to figure that out really quickly. Toby wore a baseball cap most often, pulled down over his eyes. He was a big deal, a big personality. It was hard for him to hide, but he never went places to steal the spotlight from others. You would see him a lot at OU football games, at OU basketball games, at OU baseball and softball games. Again, in other clubs, seeing local musicians doing all kinds of things in the community, and he typically didn't show up as Toby Keith, a music legend. He showed up as Toby, the guy who still lived in his hometown, still rooted on the university that was right down the street from where he grew up, the place where he wanted to play football as a young man, but obviously wasn't a great football athlete. He was a great musician. So Toby was humble. Toby was authentic. Again, anyone who's ever met him will tell you that he was nice. He was genuine. When he spoke to people, he looked you right in the eye, shook your hand. He would sign things for you. He never was seen with security or an entourage or being standoffish. He wasn't the guy up in the suite. He was the guy down in the stands, on the field, in the arena. And again, you could come up to him, you could talk to him, you could ask him for an autograph. He was very open to that, and that was authentic. That was how he grew up, that's how he was raised, and so that's how he continued to act, even when he was winning all the CMT awards, Billboard awards, when he had top of the chart songs and albums. He still would go places, do things, sign autographs, talk to people, buy you a beer, let you buy him a beer. Drink out of a red Solo cup. If you know anything about Toby Keith, you know his signature look is the red Solo cup. Everywhere he went, had a drink in his hand, often in a red Solo cup. He wasn't carrying the Stanley cups. He wasn't carrying a chalice. He wasn't walking around with something blinged out. He wasn't even doing things that were less obvious. He grew up drinking out of a red Solo cup. And he continued to utilize a red Solo cup and even wrote a song about it, of course, which we'll come to later on when we talk about simple approach. But he was authentic. He was humble. And in those two pursuits, he was consistent. Consistently the same guy. Consistently treating everyone from the most famous musicians, actors, etc., through a simple fan who came to him off the streets that he didn't know anything about. He treated everyone the same. He was consistent in his approach. He wasn't cool sometimes and standoffish other times. He didn't show up with security sometimes and not other times. He was always who he was. He was authentic. His twang and his Oklahoma upbringing came through his music. He did acting and other things that were representative of who he was as an individual who grew up in Oklahoma, who had Western values, all of those things, Toby stayed extremely consistent with. And he was consistently authentic and consistently humble, which is all of the conversation we're having today. The other thing about humility you need to think about, Toby was willing to put himself out of his comfort zone. And a great lesson there. This is a bonus for you. Toby got out of his comfort zone on a regular basis. He was a great country musician. He tried acting, wasn't necessarily the greatest actor, but he had a lot of fun at it. And he ended up making a lot of films and doing some acting that wasn't necessarily very serious, but a fun project to do. He even tried a little bit of pro wrestling and some other things that are not being a country music star. He was willing to put himself out there to get out of his comfort zone, to look foolish if he needed to, or let people say he's not a good actor, etc. He had the humility and the authenticity to allow himself to try these things, to experiment, to have fun. And that's another example of how we can be successful, is push ourselves out of our comfort zone as well. So he was consistent in delivering great country music hits, great shows, great performances. His support of charities and the military was legendary as well, and consistent and authentic. When he put out the song American Soldier, it wasn't a jump into what was popular for the moment. He had been doing USO tours for years. He continued to do USO tours. He continued to do Gary Sinise Foundation and Warriors for Freedom and Folds of Honor and Wounded Warrior and all of those things that benefited and celebrated our military. And he was consistent and authentic in that as well. He was consistent in his give back to people as well. His approach to helping others, giving back and doing as much as he could, was consistent and authentic. Not only did Toby do the USO tours and donate and his time and money to all those organizations I just mentioned and hundreds more, he started his own Toby Keith Foundation and the Kids Corral for young people suffering through medical issues as well. Simply because someone in the community said there was a need, he stepped up and provided for it. He was someone who you could rely on if you were to ask him for a favor, ask him for a guitar, ask him for something signed for an auction, to raise money, to use his image and his name and his voice to show up and support something. He did as much of that as possible. He was authentic. So consistent, authentic, and humble. Now we're talking about behaviors, which is helping others, giving back. He gave as much as he could, as often as possible. He founded a foundation. He founded a charity. He gave, donated, did as much as possible. I think 11 USO tours. I don't know if that's a record or not, but that's a whole lot for sure. So you have to appreciate his give back. He also, because he was a smart businessman and had his own record label, launched a career of one Taylor Swift, who will be enjoying the Super Bowl this weekend with her friend, boyfriend, however that guy is. But he was a smart businessman who took a chance on a teenager who was unproven at that point. Now, he turned out to be right, and the whole world celebrates Taylor Swift's music now. Good on her and all her success. But it started with help from Mr. Toby Keith. He helped others in the music industry. He helped me a couple of times in the music industry. I know for sure lots of other Oklahoma and musicians from other places that he helped benefit as well. He was generous. He paid well. He took care of people. He took care of others first and as often as possible. He was doing that when he was making a little bit of money, and he did that a lot when he was making a lot of money. And he was doing that right up until he passed away. So his approach to helping others is something we can all embrace and do more of. Look for opportunities to give someone their first chance, to give them their first big break, to engage in your community, to donate and be philanthropic like Toby Keith. And then finally, the fifth thing I want to talk to you today, the second behavior after helping others, is a simple, singular approach. Now, when it comes to business, this makes perfect sense, right? Your brand, your audience definition, who you sell to, how you do it, everything should be as simple as possible and as singular as possible. If you start a company with everyone is my client, you're going to fail immediately. But if you know specifically who you're doing business with, the problem that you're solving, how you do different than others, the value that you provide, if you know those singular ideas, not everything to everyone, but this group of people will value this because of this reason, your business has potential to be success. Toby took that approach to songwriting. He wrote songs about simple topics. He wrote a top number one hit about red Solo cups. It's not Shakespeare. But that's not what anyone expected from him. He was humble enough to stick to what people liked and appreciated and expected from him, which were great, catchy, fun, interesting songs about simple subjects. The Red Solo Cup, The American Soldier, the song he did with Willie Nelson, Beer, Whiskey for My Men, Beer for My Horses, which is an old saying from the Old West. Straightforward songs and ideas that weren't necessarily Shakespeare or a novel or deep, deep, deep concepts. Other artists go deeper and are more interested in wordplay and intricacy. Toby didn't take that approach. He simply wrote songs that people would enjoy and connect with immediately. Should Have Been a Cowboy, one of his favorite hit, biggest hits, came simply from that, hearing that sentence in a bar one time. I saw this recently when people have been reminiscing about Toby's life, how he wrote that song. Should Have Been a Cowboy is because he heard someone say that to someone else. That singular sentence, Should Have Been a Cowboy, launched an entire song as one of his biggest hits. Again, references to the Red Solo Cup and everything else he does. Had a simple, singular approach. He understood who his audience was. He understood who liked his music, who would buy it. He understood how to set an expectation and then meet it. He understood how to over-deliver. So when you come to a Toby Keith show, you're expecting a great show with these types of songs. You're going to get them, plus a little bit extra, some surprises, a little bit more. If you were in a conversation with Toby, if you got to meet him, if you did a ask for your charity, he did what you wanted, plus a little bit more. He took a very simple, singular approach, was humble about that idea, was consistent in his delivery and in his effort level. The one thing you could control, one of two things you could control, right, is effort and attitude. He controlled his effort and his attitude. And then he was authentic in his approach. He was authentic in songwriting because he wrote about things he knew, things he'd experienced in the world, things that he enjoyed, like drinking out of a Red Solo cup, or the admiration he had for American soldiers, or the idea that maybe you should have been a cowboy if you wanted your life to turn a little bit different. He wrote about things that were authentic to him. He kept it simple. He kept it consistent, and he kept it authentic. So again, all of these things, all of the traits and tactics that Toby Keith utilized in his life to make millions and millions and millions of dollars in the music industry as an actor, as a promoter, as a record label owner, and as a philanthropist and community activist, we can also do the same. We can be authentic. We can be consistent. We can be humble. I can work on that a little bit myself. You can take a singular, simple approach to make things happen, set and meet expectations with a little bit extra, and then help others soon and often. Help others as much as possible. Give someone a break. Give someone a hand up. Give someone the support that they're looking for, that they're asking for, and do just a little bit more. That is how we all can live a little bit better thanks to the influence of one Toby Keith. So, as an Oklahoman, as a country music fan, as a musician, as someone who met, interacted with Mr. Toby Keith, we salute you, sir. May God have mercy on your soul. May you rest in peace. Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you never miss an episode. Leave a comment, leave a review, share with a friend. I would really appreciate that. Follow and engage on social media, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and this Saturday Morning Hustle Facebook fan page. All the information, all the past episodes, all the Saturday Morning Hustle entrepreneurial and coffee and donut swag is at SaturdayMorningHustle.com. See you next week.